listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on? K-State fam, Eddie Greer III, back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition, this is the weekend look around for Kansas State. Folks, heading into Easter weekend. I'll probably be saying it again this weekend, but happy early Easter, K-State fam, and to the rest of Manhattan Nation here in the Little Apple here in Manhattan, Kansas. A lot going on this weekend for Kansas State Athletics surrounding a huge showdown for K-State baseball taking on number 3 Tech. Here as I'm recording this I'm recording it 20 minutes until first pitch between Texas Tech and K-State. Just a little less than 10 minutes away. I live not that far from campus. Don't live that far from the baseball stadium either. But a huge series for the baseball team. Obviously getting swept. Not a good start in conference play for the Bat-Cats. They're going to try to get one of these games. We talked about it a little bit this week on the weekly edition of Trophy. If you have not downloaded it and check it out, please do. We have a special 50 episode guest next week. Cannot wait to share that guest with y'all here, Wildcat Nation. So very anticipated. We've been pushing it. Well, it's been difficulty getting that staying on schedule a little bit due to other things going on, but we got locked in. So we're gonna try to stay the course and get that to you guys next week. I know I'm looking forward to it, and obviously my co-host Alex as well, as he's been talking to our guest of honor, who's been a very supportive of the show since it started last spring. So looking forward to that. But anyways, the rowing team today actually started their compete in the Sunshine State Invitational. More on that, hopefully. I have more notes, hopefully, on that here this weekend on the Triple P Daily Edition of the podcast. Already mentioned the first game of a 3-game set with Tech starting tonight at 6, literally just 20 minutes away from first pitch, like I just said a moment ago. Red Raiders coming to town, and then tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central Time, it is the tennis team at home taking on the in-state rival KU, the 44th ranked team. KU coming in here with the Sunflower Showdown. The tennis team has been up and down, but the last time we talked about them, they split the road series with Iowa State and then West Virginia going up there and getting that first conference win this year. We'll see what they can do with KU coming into town tomorrow afternoon. And of course, right after that, the baseball team resumes action against the Red Raiders in the mid-game of the series. That's going to be a 4 o'clock first, just after 4 o'clock first pitch there as well. And then for whatever reason, I know they play Sunday. I'll have the time on that tomorrow on that, but I do know they're playing 3 games up here on my list here. I didn't put it down, but obviously it's going to stay right there. Obviously Monday, might as well just carry it in here. And the next Monday it is for the men's golf. They're going to go on the road. Mizzou will be hosting the Tiger Invitational on the road on Monday, so the men's will be in action as well. I want to hear real quick, give some recognition here. Obviously, this is the Trophy Podcast where we talk K-State athletics. Huge congratulations to the cross-country team for K-State receiving academic recognition from the UST. Well, actually, I should go ahead and say the... Yep, I knew it. The United States Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association, K-State cross country teams received academic recognition from them, from both the men and women's groups, earning the all academic team distinctions. While sophomore, oh my goodness, I'll give it a crack here, JB Shovelberger garnered all academic athlete honors in that same span as well. Shuffleberger adds yet another award to her trophy case here from last season. Of course, she, JB, is from Topeka, Kansas, and she's now has the All Big 12 cross country selections in back to back seasons. Well, that's impressive there. That stat I did not know about. Two academic awards and a career, and she earned the academic All Big 12 during the fall camp. Obviously, Shuffleberger is currently pursuing a degree in business administration and including natural resources and environmental science as well. Ooh, that is a mouthful right there. A lot of nature surrounding in that. But congratulations to JB there. We're getting more recognition, and really congratulations to the entire cross country team as they do work, as they're doing work off the track, whatever you want to call it, off the road, off the grass, whatever you want to call it as. But that's important. That's the important thing right there. We know how good they are on the track and even in long distances. But it's very important to get your schooling. That's how you do it. Here in the Little Apples, congratulations to the cross country team as well. So, and I've already talked about basketball sparingly this week as well. You missed out on some of those episodes. Obviously, did not do one every day, but there are some out mainly for the basketball team. So check that out as well. I do want to give a quick Final Four a look real quick before I sign out here. Tomorrow, Houston, Baylor. First game of the Final Four tomorrow at, I do not have a schedule in front of me, so I'm not going to try to butcher the times. In the second game, Cinderella, hashtag Blue Blood, UCLA, coming off the upset of the other number one seed, Michigan. They're going to be taking on the next number one seed and the overall number one seed of the tournament, Gonzaga, tomorrow for the prime time matchup there. Indianapolis. Those games should be good as well. So we'll see what happens. UCLA has been on a hell of a run in the NCAA tournament in the postseason. So we'll see if they give Gonzaga a run for the money. We'll see what happens in that game as well. And of course, obviously, Baylor, the lone team in the Big 12 tournament, in the NCAA, obviously making it to the Final Four. We're on track for a Gonzaga Baylor MAC National Championship. We'll see if that comes true here tomorrow. But hey, you got to play the games on the court first, baby. That's what we're talking about. So again, Eddie Greer III, make sure you continue to listen to the podcast. I know we got out episode 49 of the podcast. That's currently out. If you missed out on any others besides that, please go download and check us out. Again, Big 5-0. I've been talking about it really for the last couple weeks now. It's happening. Cats Nation, it's going to happen. It's going to happen next week. Stay tuned. Go Cats. This has been another edition of Triple P.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.